Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. The number one thing that was searched on Google this past week.
I'm so afraid of the answer here.
Trying to guess.
There's a few things that have happened kind of in the cultural zeitgeist that make me concerned as to what the actual answer is here.
Can I guess?
Yeah, you could take a guess.
And I kind of cheated. I'm looking at what's trending on Twitter, not looking Google.
Look at him cheating. That's crazy.
I admitted it, so it's not cheating if you admit it.
That's not how that works at all. Wait, I stole that, but I told you I stole this, so who cares?
Is it something to do with the air traffic controllers?
Nah.
Okay, well, nah. Then I'm out.
All right, so the number one thing people been searching this week on Google is, when does Christmas music start on the radio?
I'm glad to know that we, like, okay, is this American or is this like the world?
I'm guessing it's American.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's American. So
I'm glad that we as Americans have our priorities straight.
Yeah, so a new report this week found over two dozen stations around the U.S. switched over and started playing all Christmas music. Sick. This past weekend.
It's just a race to be first. Yeah. Like, I'm with D'Amico Ryan's here. Like, y'all just racing to be first, and it's messing stuff up.
You media guys.
That outside noise,
yep.
Jingle bells, and all that
That's
crap.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
We ain't even get to Thanksgiving
Mariah
yet.
Mariah Carey.
I know. Oh, man, I don't want to hear that one. I'd rather hear every other Christmas song rather than that one.
Some Bing Crosby.
It's funny. I know you guys, it's on your timeline as well. Like, the day after Halloween, and certainly this week, I've seen a lot of people already putting up our decorations.
Hey,
and
I'm like, screw. Hey, timeline. That's going on in my household now.
Oh, that's right.
My wife.
She's one of those.
Yeah, yeah. She was telling me, I want to say it was a week ago today.
Right.
Don't forget to bring the Christmas stuff down from the attic.
Oh, no.
I'm like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. So we didn't put the tree up yet, but I had to bring the stuff down. I brought it down that Sunday.
I feel like it's annoying still to me, but I understand it to some degree with, like, Christmas decorations in the house. Because it's like, we pay for these for such a short period of time in the year. That kind of want to get your money's worth. I imagine,
man,
that
she was bringing it up before Halloween.
That's crazy,
man.
you know the one decoration that I'm actually like 100% good with is in the gallery when they start putting up the extra lights.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And the real,
well, the streets are already in a lot. River Oaks has it. And I saw another.
The only reason why I'm good with that is because that daylight saving time ends and it's already dark out. So I'm like, you might as well have some lights in here. It's cool. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that time of the year, guys. And it was another stat that I saw too. They say, I guess the top trending Christmas songs over the past month, according to Google, are Oh Holy Night. Deck the Halls, and the Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, old school. All three of them are just classic,
I imagine.
All three of them.
832, why is everybody skipping right over Thanksgiving and Hanukkah music on the radio? Point well taken, yes. And maybe that's the reason why. Maybe we just need to go ahead and start making some Thanksgiving bangers so that we can box out the Christmas music. Maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for all my Sirius XM listeners, and I'm including myself in this one because I'm an avid listener of that because I can't play any music from my phone via my Bluetooth.
Wait, what? That feels like that's a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told y'all about this. My phone can't connect in my car.
Yeah.
So I got to listen to nothing but radio. So just straight up old school radio. Mm-hmm. I switched from the 610 and then FM. And then if I want to listen to music, I got like five different channels I go back and forth with on XM radio. Mm. But they just launched the holiday channel on Tuesday. So
it's too much, too soon.
Yeah, yeah, very too soon.
But also, I'm not your daddy. Do what you want. I'm just saying. For me over here, it feels too soon.
There ain't nothing I can do. I just got to roll with it in my house. So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. So you might want to check your address. Have you ever Googled your address or put your address in Google Maps by chance to try to see what come up?
Well, when I'm driving, if I'm in a place that I'm not familiar how to get out of, you know what I mean, or haven't been there.
Yeah. So apparently this happened to a local couple here in mm-hmm. Houston. Took a drive to, I want to say, West Texas.
Okay.
And put their address in. And something interesting popped up when they put their address in. And let's go to ABC 13 with this crazy story.
Sarah Wright said that she was coming home from West Texas a couple of weeks ago and put in her address to get back. She said she saw it was listed on Google as Weed Delivery Recreational Cannabis. Why? Well, she and her husband have no clue. We looked up Weed Delivery Recreational Cannabis on the Secretary of State's website, and no such entity is registered here. We also called the number that was attached to the listing. It said the mailbox was full, but we were able to link that number back to two other alleged dispensaries. The whole situation, as you might imagine, made the family uneasy. They told us that at least four people stopped by, thinking their home was something that they say it most certainly was not.
I've got my toddler here. This was actually yesterday. I answer the door and she's like running around, and I open the door and he's like kind of like deer in a headlights look, like, because it doesn't look like we would have stacks of cash and boxes of weed like in the picture show. And yeah, he just asked me, he was like, do you sell Looper? And I said, no, it's a scam, like, you know, and then just shut the door.
Well, it's not a scam, because what's the scam there?
The scam is using my address for something that's not there.
But how do they benefit from that?
Yeah.
Is it branding? Is it like advertising?
I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe it could have been just a mistake or something like that. But
I also, there's a few things that went through my head. First, when she was like, does it look like we have boxes of cash? And I was like, wow, that's stereotypical. Yeah. But I forgot there's like a visual element.
The picture that popped up was stacks of cash and weed.
But the real thing that I thought was, Where did this happen again? Because mm-hmm. depending on it, like, what state were you in that you thought you was just going to Google up the weed place?
This was in Houston.
Yeah, so like,
yeah.
Why did you think you was just going to get the dispensary straight up like that on the Google Maps?
Well, a lot of these, as I understand it,
mm-hmm.
a lot of these places are
a friend
like
of yours,
CBD
huh?
places that have a back door.
There's
we know there's a bunch of those.
Where's the one that you frequent?
It might be, you know, kind of on my block.
What's your address again?
No.
8507 Queens Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just make sure, just check your address once in a while to make sure it ain't nothing crazy going on.
I actually saw that once not long ago. Somebody said, they were like waving, no, go to the back, go to the back. I'm like, what's going on.
So I wonder, when you go to these like these CBD places, mm-hmm. if you really want the good stuff, do you got to give a code or something? Or do a little wink, wink?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it
like, I'm here for the stuff.
I would not know. I'm a good Christian boy. I don't know what y'all talking about.
See, I watch a lot of Law and Order, where you go in a Chinese restaurant, mm-hmm. and then it's just like, to the back door.
That's where it is.
And then back there, that's where the mafia
I would like order of pork ribs.
pork ribs.
Yeah, you mean all pork ribs.
Yeah. Follow me.
Yeah.
And then you go on to the back and see a whole strip club back there or something. All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I gotta give a special salute to one of my guys, one of my good friends here at Sports Radio 610. The one and only Chris Santiago.
Yeah, man.
So, Chris, I actually just found out, I think Reggie broke the news to me. I didn't see it. I missed Area 45 last night, but he's running. If you don't know who Chris is, he's the producer for Area 45 with Creighton and Bajani. and he is leaving Sports Radio 610. And you actually broke the news to me, Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw the video. And man, Santiago has been fantastic. I wish I would have had more opportunities to spend time with him to this point. And obviously, mm-hmm. it's not like he's leaving the city or nothing, so I'll still have opportunities in the future. But his work speaks for itself. Real quiet dude, but fantastic at what he does. And it shines through, man. He does a fantastic job, and you know where he will be greatly missed.
Yeah, know? Love the kid. I mean, absolutely. Everything you said and more. I mean, it just it's a loss, but I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, we'll have yeah. He was one of our better producers here, yeah. man. That yeah. somebody
go ahead
that,
and power rank him right quick.
Power rank? Oh, nah, I ain't got power rank. Me number one.
No, clearly.
Yeah, there we
of
go.
Of course.
There we go. Playing.
But Chris is amazing, man. He actually held it down before Reggie got here mm-hmm. when they had me and Lopez hosting the show. He held it down. Super cool dude. And for those, if you listen to the night show, you probably know this, but he's a Giants fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea how he became a Giants fan.
I think
New
his
York.
Dad was from there, if I'm remembering it correctly. I mean, he's from here.
Yeah, he's from here, but his dad probably
was from New York.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
kind of by so osmosis. He's like,
he'll come in once in a while in the Giants mm-hmm. jersey. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how you become a Giants fan? But salute to Chris. And also, I got to give a thanks for nothing before we get out of here.
I love the good thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for nothing to the workers in this small convenience store. And you probably looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about,
yeah.
man? So here's a story about a great pianist named Max, and he went all the way to the store and didn't get his damn burrito.
The original Facebook post from his owner says, "My daughter came home around 11:30 last night and accidentally let out our Great Pyrenees, Max. He's figured out that the workers at our small town convenience store will feed him breakfast burritos when he shows up in the morning. He walked 7 miles to town for that breakfast burrito. The C store opens late on Sundays, so we think he got tired of waiting and walked across town to her boyfriend's house. He's never been to the boyfriend's house. He then walked back to the C store. His human woke up to several notifications on his two GPS collars, which means he probably has done this before. Max left home at 11:39 p.m. He arrived at the C store at 2:01 a.m. And then his journey is documented there. And then he's got one of those fee collars, which is like documents his walk. 17,000 steps. It took him 2 hours. And he walked over 5 miles just in that one stretch. This is when they found him.
Well, you come here and nobody feeds you, so you're sad and you sit out in the back. Is that what happens?
God, I love this.
Get in.
He was all muddy.
Yeah.
He was just standing there looking all sad.
It's like, I wanted my burrito.
Thanks for nothing, man. Why do I have his burrito ready?
Right. Like, yeah. Y'all need to know. And this is the thing, right? Because Max is my hero first and foremost.
Yes.
Like, whatever lengths to get yourself a nice burrito. However, you're not going to tell me that Max just got hungry and was like, well, let me go see if they got burritos. Because we all know animals have incredible sense of timing. Like, they know.
Routines and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
So I know that was on them, right? I'm sure that he was like, all right, getting about 3 o'clock, about time to go get that burrito. Let's go ahead. And he got over there like, all right, where the burrito?
I wonder if
where's the burrito?
I wonder if he just had a taste. Like, man, I got a taste for something, man. Yeah, let me go get this.
I'm craving a burrito.
Yeah, let me get out here and go get this burrito.
Man,
I wonder how long he sat out there.
Oh, you know, it was a long time.
Yeah.
You know it.
Dogs would sit there a long time.
Long
it was a
time.
Couple times I left my dog out in the backyard to use the bathroom and all that stuff. And when he finished, he just sit at the door all proper.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. I was sitting there watching TV. I'm like, oh, man. I'm thinking he probably just snuck out and probably out looking for a burrito or something. He's still sitting
there.
Nice and proper. I'm like, dang, my fault, man.
Damn time.
That's what happened. Whoever was supposed to bring the burrito out to him didn't bring it out. Max is just like, well, let me go get them because she clearly over her boyfriend's house.
How did she walk across town?
I have no idea. But they got that
scent?
I don't know. He never been over there.
But maybe scent, he knew the
that's
the
a strong ass scent, man.
Hey, they've got 1,000 times or 5,000 times.
Max is about his burrito.
Yeah.
Let me find out that they're late with his burrito one more time. I'm going to talk to
y'all
somebody.
Better, yeah, come on, man. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Man.
There you go. A little mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Again, shout out to Santiago. His final show is Friday. Friday is the final Area 45. For Chris Santiago. Make sure you reach out to him. Appreciate him. He does a fantastic job here. And we love him greatly at this station. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive. They are broadcasting from the Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball off of Tomball Parkway. Before we get to that, though, B. Scott was out at practice, and he has an interesting theory. It's a theory, but he has one that I kind of want to talk about a little bit. If you don't mind, let's do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.